Open up your Bibles. I haven't preached this message in a while. But it's due. Bless you. It's due because a lot of folks about to miss God over it.
Thank you.
You may not think it's important, but it is.
Amen.
I had to write some stuff down because it's a new Bible. I ain't got to mess it up yet. The book of Malachi. Most of y'all already said, oh, shoot. If it's you, you didn't say nothing. Amen. Glory to God. The third chapter. Amen. The seventh verse. There are three realms of time. There is a 30-fold realm, there's a 60-fold realm, and there's a 100-fold realm of tithing. In the 30-fold realm, you tithe your 10%. In the 60-fold realm of tithing, you tithe your praise and your worship truthfully and honestly. The 100-fold realm of tithing is when you actually become the tithe. That's where we're trying to get to, where we can become the tithe. When we become the tithe, then the Lord will say, come on in, my good and my faithful servant. So, but today, we're not dealing with the 60 or the 100, but we're going to deal with the 10. Because if you don't do the 10, you'll never see the 60. Tithing is no joke.
Amen.
And we take it for granted that it is. And it's not. There are things going on in our lives that God will rebuke for our sake because we honor Him. Why is 10%, why is the tithing so important? Because when you sow your tithe, a lot of times you're sowing what you really don't think you can afford to sow. You're sowing what you've worked for. You're sowing, you have to rebuke your flesh in order to sow your tithe.
Amen.
But I guarantee you, if you do it faithfully, not periodically, not when it feels good to you, not when you have an abundance, but you do it regardless whether you have or you don't have.
Amen.
In the sixth verse, in the seventh verse, even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Statutes. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. We say that, well, this isn't, I hear a lot of folks who don't want to pay tithe saying or preaching that this does not deal with us. This is only for Israel and for the Old Testament. But it's not. Jesus quickened these scriptures and made them very much alive when he made the statement, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto God that which belongs to God.
Amen.
What he did was take the book of Malachi and make it a present day word. And folks are running around not doing it, not paying their tithe. And when you pay your tithe, you can struggle and still be happy.
Come on now.
It goes on to say, what he said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? And he said, in tithe and offering. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even the whole nation. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that they may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Yes.
Well, some of these words aren't there. And if and I will rebuke the devourer for your what? Rebuke the who?
Devourer.
For whose sake?
Our sake.
For your sake. Amen.
Amen.
And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
It don't matter whether I know you paying tithe or not, God know.
Amen. Amen.
He know.
Amen.
And I found out many, many, many moons and years ago that he has a way of getting it.
Yeah.
He's going to get it. So it's better just to give it than to have it taken.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So he says, but he said, will a man rob God? Well, the word rob means to cover or to defraud. Wow, you defraud God? Amen. It's real quiet. But you have done it. You have defrauded me. Reason you have defrauded me, because you know scripture says to know to do good and do it is not, it becomes sin unto you. Or it means that you've allowed your old nature or that man of sin that we're talking about here to have authority in your life.
Yeah, yeah,
convince you that you can't afford to. You cannot not afford to do it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I know without a, I don't have to believe. I know without a shadow of a doubt. All the things God has delivered or helped me in is because I've been faithful in sowing to him. So here we are. I talk to a lot of folks. Folks plan, but they plan. You know, not paying tithe. Just thinking they're getting away with something. You're not going to get away with it.
Amen. Amen.
You're not going to get away with it.
Right.
Don't let you convince you not to do it.
Amen.
You have robbed me. But you say, wherein have I robbed? Where did I defraud you, God? That's what you, where did I defraud you? Where did I hold back on you at? Oh, Jesus. He said, well, I guess I'll let you know. You did it in tithe and in offerings. You held back. We know that tithing is the 10% of that which you are blessed with.
Yeah.
It's easy to give 10% when you only make 100. It's only $10. But give 10% if you get 2 grand. That $200 is hard to come off the top. Man. I could do something with this 200. I could get a new set of tires. But they won't last.
Come on now.
Joke.
Tell it.
You're going to be trying to figure out why they burn up on the ends.
All right.
Or something else will happen to the car to make the tires mess up.
Tell it.
Yeah. All right.
Been there. It's serious.
Amen.
You've done it in your time and in your offerings. Offering means something that you offered up in sacrifice. Yeah, it's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
But that's what keeps us blessed.
Amen.
That's what keeps the devourers of nature and folks off of us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you make it through some things, you'll be reminded. You know what? I've been honest, I've been faithful to God. I've been paying my tithe. It's folks sitting here today, don't pay tithe. Or you pay periodically. You pay when it's, there you go, sort of. Or you decide, well, I'll give him 5% this week and I'll make it up. You can't make it up. You know what God, you know what his percentage is? It's blood. It is blood. You know, I remember a pastor I used to try to, I said, I ain't paying no tithe. He done lost his mind. Remember, I just got that brand new Ford Fury. Brand new. Nice car. So you can't make me pay no tithe. They kept telling him, you better. Pastor Isaac said, oh, so you still ain't paying tithe, huh? You gonna pay. I thought he was getting ready to try to threaten me again. That he was just gonna make me, you know. No, that ain't what he was saying. What he was saying is, sometimes when you don't pay your tithe, you lose the luxuries of life.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. Brother Andy was the only smart one. We did a gig, a fashion show that lasted 24 hours. We was there 24 hours. Let me tell you how God will let you mess yourself up. We had just been sitting there and talking about the tithing. And I had just told him again. I told one of the guys, a little named Larry, says, man, I'm not giving him no 10%. We worked too hard for this money. Look, we've been up 24 hours doing this job. And he wants some of it? He not getting none. So I got up. After we got off, I went home, slept for a couple hours, decided I was going to go to a party. I'm down on 2nd in Milwaukee down there someplace. Here I go to a party. Well, for some strange reason, it started raining. And I come around that corner, Mickey, and couldn't see the pylon. Run right into the pylon, squash that car, but I wasn't worried because I said, it's covered. Well, my payment got to the insurance company one day late. They canceled my insurance. So I got a car that's squashed that there ain't no way in the world I can afford myself to get it fixed. So I just told somebody, go get it. Took my radio and stuff out. Go get it. Ain't nothing I can do with it. And while I was sitting there sulking because I done busted my head open and all this stuff, was sitting there sulking, I could hear Pastor Hart saying, I told you was going to pay it. I told you. God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
His wonders to perform. I hope you listening this morning. If you faking your tithe. Oh, glory to God. And for those of you who are sending your tithe to Oklahoma City, Dallas, Texas, Nebraska, and all them other cities, shame on you. You ought to just find you another church that you want to pay the tithe for the city and go. Because God's not going to honor that, because that's not your storehouse.
Come on now.
I love Bishop Jakes, but I'm not going to send him my tithe because I know if I get in a jam and I call him to come see me, he ain't not coming. I doubt very seriously if he even send anybody. I'll get one of those mass letters because he's busy. Okay. It says, you have defrauded me in tithe and offering.
Yes.
Well, the problem is, pastors, is that we assume that it's our tithe.
That preach. Come on, bring it up.
It's not. It belongs to God.
Amen.
And because you have allowed the man to trick you into defrauding God by thinking it is yours, you decide it's all right to keep it. But God is coming forward. He's like a pit bull. He'll lay there and sleep until you get up in there and you done took something, and then he gonna maul you. Preachers told me when we was talking, they was talking about tithing, he was talking about this pit bull. I don't know if I might have told you guys about this pit bull. You might have heard the story. It was a pit bull, and he was in the basement. And there was a parakeet upstairs. Well, a couple guys had broken this preacher's house. And so the parrot said, "Don't go in the basement. Jesus is down there." And so they taking stuff from upstairs, and one of the guys said, "You know what? Jesus dead." So the parrot said again, "Uh-oh, don't go down there. Jesus is down there." Forget that parrot. Ain't no Jesus down there. So they went down the stairs and started taking the man's flat screen TV off the wall. And all of a sudden, they saw these little pair of blue eyes sitting over in the corner. And the parrot said, "I told you Jesus was down there." And when that pit bull got through ripping them apart, they left the TV, they left their wallets, they left their shoes, and they crawled out of the house. And the parents said, "I told you Jesus was down there." Jesus like a pit bull. He gonna lay there. But when he get ready to get it, he gonna get it. And he just don't take some of it. He takes all of it. Rump, leg. "Ye are cursed." Oh, Lord. "With a curse." It says you are cursed with a curse. That means first you're cursed naturally, and then the natural curse produces a spiritual curse. Lord, have mercy. That means you are overrun by tragedy.
Yeah.
Say, "I don't see that in this Bible." Okay. You better ask God to reveal some things to you.
Yeah.
"Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me." You're not robbing the church. You're not robbing Brother Dennis, because I'm going to go to one of y'all houses and eat. Brad said, "I already do that. I got Keith sharing some house. I live in that refrigerator." Don't let me be in that neighborhood. I said, "I'm hungry." Ain't nobody there. I use my key. Sit at the little dining room, the kitchen nook, and have a feast. And then laugh about it, goes, "Brad gonna have a fit. He gonna get here, ain't gonna be no more pork chops." Well, I'll leave him one. Amen. God, things about to change, folks.
Amen.
They've already started, but the problem is we just don't see it yet.
All right.
A lot of times you don't see misery and tragedy until it hits you.
Yeah.
All right. "Bring ye all the tithe." Circle the word "all." That don't mean 1% or 2% or 3% into the storehouse.
Yeah.
Storehouse is translated deposit. Layman's terms, a storehouse is where you get fed.
Yeah.
Because that's where you put your food. You have a storehouse that you store your food in. When you get hungry, you go to your storehouse.
Man.
Well, ministry is the storehouse.
Amen.
Where you get prayed for and laid hands on and encouraged and uplifted. That's your storehouse. If this ain't your storehouse, then wherever your storehouse is, you take your tithe there. We don't want them. We may need them, but we don't want them. Because I don't want you to miss God. Well, if this is your storehouse, then you don't owe me, you owe God.
Amen.
And don't wait till he show up like
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
To collect.
Amen.
Hell glory. It's called, when it says tithe, offering is like a heave offering. That means sometimes you just got to let it go.
Amen. Amen.
Because you're going to grab it like this. I'm almost done. Thank you, Jesus. Bring them into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith. What are you proving?
Yeah.
You are, what the word prove means to test, but it also means to investigate. Meaning there's time for you to investigate your life and see if your life is lined up with God. See where you're trying to go in God. If you want to get to the 64 realm in God where your praise and your worship becomes your tithe, that means you offer God something that he absolutely cannot refuse.
All right.
Yeah.
You got to do the first works first.
Right. Amen.
Preach it, Pastor.
Amen.
We want to do some of the word, but not all of it.
Right.
Amen.
You know how blessed you are when you separate yourself from what you think you need, you know you need to survive. It's the money is not evil. It's what you do with it, what you think about it, that makes it evil.
Come on.
Right.
You can't. Well, if you got plastic, you can. But you still got to pay.
Amen.
You need money to eat. You need money for clothes. You need money for gas. You need it. But you're not supposed to let it control you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, somebody say glory.
Glory.
Yeah, some of y'all did. I said, prove me, saith God.
Yes.
Saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you, loosen. God said, I will plow a blessing for you.
Yes.
When you honor me with your tithe and your offering, I will plow. That means if the ground around you becomes all packed up and you can't get through it, God said, I will plow.
Yes.
By opening up, he said, I will plow for you a blessing.
Yes.
I'll create for you a blessing.
Yes, he does. Thank you,
man.
But you can't tithe because I'm telling you to. You have to tithe because you know it's the right thing to do.
Amen.
I will see if I will not open you the windows. I don't know how this is the last. Well, it's been years since I taught this message. The word window means chimney. They get chimney out of windows. Because that means seeing that it's coming from heaven, that God will create for you a path and drop down. See, the good thing about when the blessing comes down through the chimney, guess what? It's going to drop in your lap and nobody else's.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm. And he said, I'll pour empty. I'm going to empty. I'm going to empty myself. When you do what I tell you to do, then I'm going to empty myself into you and you'll reach that 60-fold realm.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You'll reach that 60-fold realm.
Amen.
He said the blessing will be so intense, so magnificent, there ain't going to be a place for you to come keep it. See, what God wants to happen here, seeing that the head flows down into the body and then the body back up into the head, which is Christ.
Yeah.
What he's wanting to happen here is if we honor him in our storehouse, that he makes us a storehouse.
Yeah.
Amen.
Makes us a storehouse for joy, for peace, for goodness.
Yeah.
We're a storehouse for mercy.
Yeah.
We're a storehouse for prosperity.
Yeah.
We're a storehouse. So that when somebody needs something from us, like encouragement, or to be strengthened, or to be uplifted, or to somebody just let them know everything's going to be all right with you, there's something in your storehouse that you can give them, and you won't be left empty because you got more to give.
Amen.
There's a lot that goes along with this paying this tithe, this 10%. He said, you won't be able to receive it. Well, receiving was there, but it won't be enough for you. Then I like this part. He says, if you honor me, I'm just not going to pour the blessing down through the chimney into your area, into your life, but I'm going to rebuke. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm going to rebuke the devourer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to this. I got tickled when I saw this. The word rebuke means to corrupt. Whatever it is that's affecting you, afflicting you, coming against you, if you honoring God with your tithe, God is going to corrupt whatever it is so it'll destroy itself.
Yeah.
All right.
All
right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's going to let that affliction corrupt itself.
Amen.
Oh, glory.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
Not a thing.
Amen. Amen.
Ah, he's going to rebuke the devourer. And we know the devourer is things that come to separate you from your peace and from your joy and from your prosperity. From your prosperity. From the things that God has already ordained that belong to you. It comes to separate you from them. So, but God said, I'm going to corrupt that guy. I'm going to corrupt whatever it is. I'm going to make it fall apart from the very midst of where it started from, so that you will be blessed and it shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. When you sow your tithe into the storehouse, that storehouse is laid on a solid foundation. In that solid foundation, when trouble comes, it shall not destroy your fruit that you have already planted.
My God, my God. Hallelujah.
It will not destroy it. Because God said, I got you.
Yes.
God said, I got you.
Yes.
It will not, it can't destroy. Yes. Your fruit will bring forth fruit.
Yeah.
It will blossom.
Yes.
It will manifest. It will regenerate itself. So that you have all the blessings that you have need of in your life.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Amen.
Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field. That means you won't lose what God has given you before it's time for you to lose it.
Yeah.
That means a season won't run out of what God is doing in your life when you honor him.
Yeah.
Preach.
Yeah.
Preach it.
Oh.
I'm telling you. Got a friend. I'm very close to him. But he always wants, excuse me, wants to argue about tithing. I say, man, you don't have to do it. That's between you and God. I said, but sooner or later, you're going to ask God why your boat, while you was out there fishing, just decided to spring a leak, which you only had for 2 years.
Amen.
Now you got God coming to get his.
Yeah.
He don't care where you at. You could be on the lake.
Yeah.
I don't. He's going to get it.
Yeah.
I hope this message is aggravating some folks. You will not be blessed in the sense of the blessing that we're talking about in this Bible. When you, you know, when folks say, how are you? We say, I'm blessed. Well, depending on what you, if you know what the word blessed means, it just means I'm happy.
Come on now. All
right. Praise God. Amen.
It don't mean you got everything you need. It just means you happy.
Amen.
So that's the context I take it in. Oh, you just happy to hear it.
Yes, Lord.
I like to say, hey, I'm supernaturally overwhelmed. Because I know my God.
Yeah.
I know what he's done brought me through.
Yeah.
I know how he has sustained me and kept me. In trial and tribulation and circumstance and persecution and affliction and sickness and he has kept me and provided and met every one of my needs according to his riches and glory, because I have glorified him in sowing that which belongs to him anyway.
Yeah.
That's like, say for instance, maybe you and your brother got, one of y'all bought a Pepsi stuck in the refrigerator. You've been out playing basketball all day. You can't wait to get to that Pepsi. Oh, somebody can identify with this one. All you've been thinking about all day is getting to that Pepsi. Man, ooh, I bet it's ice cold. Oh, Lord is calling. Hot, hot man. And you get there and you see the empty bottle sitting on the table. You don't imagine what you're going to think and what you got to say. You're just going to stand there and stare at that Bible for a while. All the time knowing who did it. You know who did it. So now anger is welling up. You take the bottle and you throw it someplace. And then when you approach the person, hey, did you drink my Pepsi? What Pepsi? What Pepsi? While he walking away, you hear him go, there ain't no assurance that natural things are going to be there for you to get them unless they have the power of God in them.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. 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 So you better honor God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Better honor him.
Amen.
Glory to God.
No.
We tell you, Pastor, I try to think about Pastor Howard, but it can't help it. We were around him so long. He would find folks that wouldn't pay tithes, he would have a heave offering. And it would cost you everything that you had in your wallet or in your purse. And you trust and believe him so much that you gave up everything. Isn't it better just to pay your tithe all together?
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a heave offering. You know why? Because you're the one going to get heaved. Oh, it's a bird. It's a plane. Oh, Lord Jesus. He gonna rebuke the devourer for your sakes. He shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time is in the field, saith the Lord. And listen to this, and all the nations shall call you blessed. All of the nations. That means heathen and saint alike gonna call you blessed. And it's not gonna be because of what the way you dressed, or what kind of car you drive, or what kind of house you're in, but it's going to be because you have so much joy in your life for knowing that you obey God.
Right. Yes.
And you don't worry about where your stuff going to come from.
Yes.
And you're not worried about what the enemy is going to devour.
Amen.
Because you know you got God on your side, and if God be for you, who can be against you? He said, they shall call you blessed, meaning they shall see, know, understand, perceive. They shall be able to look into your heart, into your life, and see just how encouraged you are about the things that God is doing in your life.
Yes.
And you shall be a delightsome land. That means, the word delightsome here means a valuable thing.
Yeah.
You shall be valuable unto God.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing folks say, God don't need us. I know he can do it on his own, but he would much rather have a vessel to work out of.
Yeah.
That's why you are an earthly vessel.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
With the blessings of God instilled in there.
Thank you.
If this ain't you, then it ain't gonna bother you. But if it's you, I hope it worry you. Saith the Lord of hosts. The reason I hope it worries you, for the simple fact that you need to understand that this is just as much a part of your life in God as your prayer,
right,
as your fasting, as your study.
Yeah.
It, you know what? It's harder to sow this tithe than it is to study. Or to pray.
Amen.
Or to fast.
Because
the old boy going to tell you all the time, well, a man, you going to let that old man in you rob me? Defraud me? You going to yield to him? Or you going to yield to me? Choose this day whom you will serve.
Thank you.
You cannot have two masters. You can't serve you and me too, said God.
Amen.
Amen. Decide who you're going to worship. The word serve means to worship. Decide who you're going to worship. Are you going to worship you or are you going to worship God?
Yes.
Amen. Because we are a valuable thing to God.
Yes.
We are a valuable possession for him. Yeah, we are his possession. We've been bought with a price.
Yes, right. Yes, Lord.
Right. Amen.
He korobo shanda. Yakama shetobo. Yanare akomoshi. Ikariana. Yakama tite irobo sha. Yekiro robo shanda. Yanare ake. Ikero robo shanda. Andare ake.
Praise God. For this is my commandment, said God. Yea, I've spoken in the past. Yea, when I spoke in the past, it was future, said God. But did I not say in my word, let him who stole steal no more? So come on, Moshaka. And yea, the seed that you sow, if it's a bad seed, yea, that is the curse. And the curse shall bring forth a harvest that is much greater than the seed that you sown. That's the second curse, said God. But yeah, if you sow the seed according to my commandment, Komomoshaka, which is the good seed, it shall bring forth a great harvest also. But the whole harvest shall be great and shall be pleasing and shall be plentiful. And ye shall be blessed going out and coming in, said God. It forevermore, said God, it's not just for today, but it's for whenever you sow that seed, yea, it shall come to pass. Yea, you shall have a harvest after the seed that you have sown. Yea, you sow the seed every time. Yea, you have a harvest, said God. So lift me up according to my word and live according to my commandment, I shall sustain thee in this life, said God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
This life.
Hallelujah. I shall sustain thee in this life. I'm not trying to go to heaven to be blessed.
Amen.
To have my needs met. To be in good health. To have peace of mind. To have security in my heart, in my spirit. I want it right now.
Yes,
this
yes.
is where I deserve it. This is where I go through it. This is where I want to be blessed. Therefore, my job is to honor God. I labor to honor him.
Yes,
if you're not laboring, that means you got to work at it. If you're not laboring to honor God, then you need to check yourself. Yes. Investigate yourself. Find out why you decide that it's better not to give to God what belongs to him.
Of life.
Yes.
I am life and I am abundant life, yes. And I have come and brought it to you so that you might be blessed in your finances, so that you might be blessed in your body, so that you might be blessed in your spirit. All these things are contained in my word. Did I not, when I walked the earth, obey all of those things? Did I not render those things that belong to my Father unto him? Therefore, as a part of my body, I command ye that ye shall do the same. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that ye might be blessed.
Yes.
For I shall rebuke the devourer. Many of you, I have saved your lives and I have blessed you with jobs that you were not able to attain. And I have able to keep you in the houses and blessings that you were not able to obtain, because I went before you to make easy and successful your way. And I have saved your lives. I have protected you as you went to and fro because of my commandment. Those that dare to obey me, I have moved for them. I have sustained them because my word is established. My word is true. Investigate the record and see that I have lost none. I have none lost none financially. I have lost none spiritually, because my word is omnipotent. My word is omnipresent. My word is forever established. And if ye stay established in my word, ye shall be forever. Continue to obey my word. Follow all the commandments, and ye shall be blessed by me, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. With the way the economy is going up and down, everything is breaking down and things are just going crazy, you have to do a sure thing to make sure you are sustained. Amen. And we thank God that we have the knowledge and the understanding to know that what we sow unto the Lord is a blessing to Him. Read this scripture, this verse 4:1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly or lawless shall be stubble. And the day shall cometh, shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, and that shall leave them neither root nor branch. That means you're not going to have nothing to stand on, no foundation. Some folks say, man, the time, yeah, it's that important. It is that important. I always want him to corrupt the Bible. I want him to corrupt it. As I think about it, the fire yesterday, the way the fire was corrupted, baby, was the fact that we didn't have no carpet in that room. It burned right into the floor. I don't know. I've never seen a fire that hot before. Because it had a purpose. Its purpose was to do two things. Either separate from me and my faith, or it excite my faith.
I'm excited.
I know. So make sure you honor God. You're honoring me. You're honoring God. Shoot, if I was taking your tithe, I'd be driving me a BMW. But they did just as bad. They mess around and put a big block six cylinder in that Century. And I'd be winding up the road. But God is good.
Yes.
And if you think back, a lot of the situations you've been in, God has brought you through them because you have honored Him.
Yes. Amen.
Because you have honored Him with your tithe.
Yes.
You don't think about it right then at that moment.
Right.
But when you have time to sit back and meditate,
yes,
on how He sustained you and kept you,
Lord Jesus,
you realize, you know what? That's only the grace of God.
Yeah.
You know what most folks don't realize? When you sow tithing unto the Lord, it creates an avenue of favor in your life.
Yeah.
Don't you know you can't make it without favor? God's favor.
Amen.
God's favor will go before you and open up doors.
Amen.
Change folks' minds. Touch their attitudes. Mess with their bad disposition.
Yes.
God's favor will make folks do stuff that they don't even know why they're doing it. They'll look at you like, I don't know why I'm doing this, but because the favor of God is more than just a word, favor, F-A-V-O-R.
Come on now.
It's translated power.
Yes.
The energy of God is in the favor of God. And when God's favor goes before you because you honor him, they better get out your way. I don't say it, but I look at them. I ain't worried about you. God got you. God's got you. If you want that scripture to be a reality to you, touch not my anointing to do my prophets no harm, make sure you honor him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's why God says, hold. That's why Jesus held his peace. See, he reached that avenue. He reached that realm of the hundredfold tithe where he became the tithe. And he gave his life for us that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He became the tithe. And the tithe also gave him the spirit and the disposition to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he meant it. And because he was who he was, all their sins were washed under the blood. So that means he actually forgot it. Ain't you glad he didn't forget your stuff? I am. If he hadn't forgot my stuff, the only heaven I'd be looking at is inside of a jailhouse. I'd be like Elvis Presley doing the jailhouse rock. Amen. God is so good.
Hallelujah.
Amen. For yea, surely this is the day of the Lord, and I have called all of you into my compassion, into my heart. For I shall protect you, and I shall strengthen you, and I shall fortify you. You honor me, I'll honor you. You bless me, I'll bless you. You strengthen me, I'll strengthen you. Whatever it is that you sow into my life, into my spirit, I shall sow back into your life. Therefore, think it not regrettable the things that you have sown for me, saith God. For out of it shall come blessings, has come strength, has come healing, has come deliverance. For surely I am the Lord thy God that blesses and establishes in a covenant with those that honor me. For therefore, my children, lift up your eyes and your hands toward the hills which cometh your help, knowing that all your help cometh from me. And I honor 10th, and I honor 60, I honor 30, 60, and 100, because that's the place I'm trying to get you to, my children. Even those the times I separate you from that which you think you need the most, it's the blessing of my favor that is upon your life. And I shall redeem and I shall replace, saith God. Therefore, glorify me in all of your trials, in all of your circumstances, in all your situations, knowing that I have got you and I shall uphold thee, saith God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone stand.